There's no personality coming through from his end.
And actually, you go from a salesperson to a hero.
He doesn't have enough experience to know how to crack this nut.
But it's something that the salesperson should have in the back of their head.
I'm not going to take the bait.
Never bought a house. First time home buyer, right?
Get that 70K off the table. Let's talk about your ability to actually make a move.
And it's so simple what you just said, Dale.
Now, here's the problem. Cash Call, everybody. Dale Archdeacon, Brian Curtis back again. Brian, I got a great call to listen to this week. It's one of our students, and I'm so excited because he's demonstrating some very cool basic blocking and tackling type of stuff that we teach all the time. And then, of course, there's still stuff we can talk about this call. So, you know, from start to finish, we'll just drop it down, right? Talk about what the basic stuff was that he nailed, which is great, and then where he needs to go next. What about you? What do you got for us today?
So I've got an interesting call, and I'm not sure if the agent actually picked up on it, but at the beginning of the call, and some of it I cut off, but he asked to talk to, you know, he asked the lead what their name is, and it's clearly a young lady, and she spells it's clearly a situation you kind of hear talking in the background where the young girl is the only one who speaks English in the family. So she, but I really don't even know if the agent caught that. It's not good. I don't know how else to say that. So it's just not good.
I'll go first and then we'll see what you have for us today. You're going to hear one of those leads, Brian, and you may have experienced this before, where it's like somebody who just knows too much to learn anything. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm familiar with that. Yes.
Okay. Like this guy, the lead, just knows too much to learn anything. And I can hear that this junior agent, this junior salesperson really does try to do a great job. He doesn't have enough experience to know how to crack this nut.
Cool. Let's listen to it.
Hello. Hello. This is I'm calling since you were inquiring about properties. Are you looking to buy soon or are you just window shopping right now?
Yeah, just doing a little window shopping. Because I still, it just came to me today, you know, to start looking for houses or whatever. And like I said, but I still have a long way. I gotta start saving up for the down payment and stuff, and that's gonna take a while anyway.
So nailed the intro, right?
Great.
Matched the word, knew the guy, said, hey, this is what you did, this is who I am, why I'm calling, what I want to know, and I'm gonna give you the likely objection you'll give back to me anyway, which was window shopping, right?
Absolutely.
Prospect agreed. Just window shopping. And this is one of those scenarios where the lead doesn't try to stop the conversation with his objection of window shopping. He gives more context. Great. Agent keeps his mouth shut and lets the guy keep talking.
So all sounds good.
All sounds good. Now we're at down payment, right? Okay. Let's see what this agent does. I'll play it and then I'll tell everybody what the technique is.
But I just like to say, I just started looking. That's all.
Okay. I just started looking. How much do you think that you need in order to, for down payment?
There. That's what we call follow the know.
Yep.
This salesperson could have asked anything under the sun, except what we teach is what we're always trying to do, right? Which is, Brian, when do you want to sell somebody a house?
Right now.
Right now, right? And if you can't sell it now, when would you settle for?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible, right? Sooner than whatever comes out of your mouth. Yeah, exactly. So this is what we teach all salespeople. Shockingly, not everybody knows that or wasn't taught this. So we want to sell now. We want to list now. We want to meet now. We want to sign now, reduce now, yada, 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 right?
Yep.
It needs to be now. If the prospect says not now, just follow whatever reasoning it is for not now. And in this case, it's down payment. Down payment's in the way. So the salesperson asks about down payment. Fantastic, right? This guy's hitting his marks.
Absolutely. And it's so simple what you just said, Dale. And I'm telling you, if I listen to 10 phone calls that got that same, we'll call it an objection for lack of a better term, 8 of the people would go, oh, and go, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't listened to this call, full disclosure, but I can tell you I've been on the other side of this where somebody said, well, you know, I'm buying a $300,000 house, so I need 60 grand. I need 20% down. And I'm like, well, if I could get you in a house for, say, 8 or 9 grand down. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Well, guess what? You know, you've solved the problem. And actually, you go from a salesperson to a hero because on some level, they think that they need to have 20% down.
Yeah. So let's hear where this salesperson goes.
Well, the house that I was looking at, it was, I think, $328,000. I think they want like maybe 60 or 70,000 down, you know, the 20% down. So that is going to take me a little while to save up.
Okay, now, we all heard that, right?
I heard it.
Okay. Now, as experienced salespeople, you and I, we know, oh my God, I can help this guy because he doesn't need to have 20% down.
Correct.
super common misconception. However, Brian and I have the experience to know that instead of just shooting straight for, wait, you don't need 20% down, let me solve your problem, complete stranger, please believe me as a salesperson, right?
Well, I've been on the phone for 1 minute, so.
So where I want to go with this is, how did you come up with 20%? Have you spoken to somebody? Did they tell you that? Maybe they did. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe you talked to a lender and the lender said, you know, your credit's so bad or your DTI is so high that you have to do X. So I'm going to sit. I'm not going to take the bait, right? I'm not going to pounce on it yet because I have the mileage to know. I want to wait a little bit, figure out what this guy has going on. Junior agent doesn't quite have that experience. So let's hear what happened.
Are you a first-time home buyer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't need to put 20% down being a first-time home buyer. There's a lot of programs. Depending on your occupation, you may be able to get in a house for a couple $1,000s down.
Okay. Now, here's the problem. That sounded perfectly fine, right?
It's accurate information, right?
It's accurate information. Here's the problem. Here's the scenario. What I have is an older gentleman, from the way he sounds, who probably, obviously, based on his answer, is not super sophisticated with how this works.
Never bought a house. First time home buyer, right?
Never bought a house. Older gentleman. Doesn't sound super sophisticated. We're a minute and 18 seconds in. He's talking to a young salesman because you can hear the voice, right?
Yeah.
And the young salesman says, no, old timer, you don't need to take the safe route of putting lots of money down. I have this fancy new way of you getting that expensive house you want for virtually no money. How many people are going to believe that?
Yeah, I don't know this guy, but you're going to lose a significant percentage to your point. And it's funny, I'm in my 50s. I don't want some 25-year-old telling me how to do stuff. And I'm smart enough to understand that some 25-year-olds know a lot more than I do, at least in certain areas. And I'm willing. But yeah, that took me a long time to get there.
And I want to throw this out there. You're more likely to believe that 25-year-old who says they know better if you have some measure of know, like, or trust between you.
Again, and we're a minute 18 in, right?
Yeah, right. And we're not a minute 18 seconds into a cold call with a complete stranger. So I want you to listen to this, and I want everybody listening to this to hear this play out. You'll hear that this is the scenario that this young salesperson can't get over, and he doesn't realize that he's in some way contributing to the resistance.
Okay.
Well, this was in a brand new house in a new community that they're building. So you're probably going to want more than a couple of thousand to get into that community.
Well, like I said, they're with being a first time home buyer, it gives you a lot more options. They have a lot of first time home buyer programs that are available. You know, some programs, they even give you down payment assistance. That's what I'm saying. Like, you may be able to get in a house with a lot less down than you really think. It just comes down to your credit, your debt to income ratio is really what they're looking at.
Right. But like I said, I feel like it's better for me to come with some money at the table, because, you don't want to go on there trying to, you know, I mean, because it's, because we all probably tried it once or twice, you know, going in there and just hoping that we can get in the house without any money. But the reality of it is they want you to have some, I guess they want you to have some, even though they do have, like you said, they have those programs to help assist us. You probably want me to have some money at to bring it to the table.
Okay. You hear how much this lead knows. Like, he's not taking in new information, especially from this young salesperson. Right.
I hear that. I hear something else, too. That wasn't his real objection. His real objection is something else. I don't know if we're going to uncover it or not. But the way that the salesperson went at it now, he's making it up. They're going to want something down. Why? None of that is true. Like, he's making an assumption, and I don't think this is his real objection. I think he came up with an objection, expected the salesperson to go, oh, great, thanks, go away. And now he's stuck in this objection that really isn't his objection.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think that this is an old school guy who is unsophisticated, and it is beyond fathomable to him that he could get into a $300,000 house, which to him is like, it's the trophy on the hill.
Sure.
For a couple thousand bucks. Right.
Yep.
So I'm willing to believe that premise because I believe what this guy's saying.
Okay.
And believe me, I have known a lot of people in the sales world as well as my family who know way too much to learn anything from you.
Well, and again, we kind of talked about that in the green room, Dale. Both you and I have definitely fallen into that trap before in our lives. And, you know,
and I've been that guy. Yes. Now, here's where I would take this with this guy. If I tried to go in the front door, hey, you don't need that much money. I can be the savior. I can be the hero. I've got great info. You can get what you want way cheaper and faster than you think. And the guy's like, no, not so fast. I see you coming. It needs to be like this, slow and steady. Then I'm just going to stop. I'm going to put that down and I'm going to get onto his wavelength. And it's going to be much more about questions about what he knows and what his plans are. I'd be willing to bet the guy may not even have two nickels to rub together.
And remember too, in this, we didn't deal with this and I'm okay that we didn't deal with it, but it's something that the salesperson should have in the back of their head. His first objection was something, I'm just looking, or I need to wait a while or something like that. So, and again, I'm not unhappy that the salesperson didn't dig into that. And that's information that the salesperson needs to keep in mind because we don't really know this guy's level of motivation yet. Like,
yeah.
The question that I want asked so badly is this. If I could get you in a house, if you had the 20% down, whatever that is, would you want to move now or do you want to wait?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand his motivation yet.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, write down ready, willing, and able. And so this agent is stuck on able right now. Brian just said willing and ready, right? Brian's question contains ready and willing. So those three factors have to be in place.
And all three all the time, or otherwise you're not moving forward, right?
Right,
you can't
exactly.
Get two out of three. It's
right, exactly. You can't get two out of three. You got to have three out of three. And the agent, this junior agent, doesn't realize that he's kind of stuck there. I think he does get to that question you just said in a bit. Let's see if he does. I'm pretty sure he did.
So I can say this idea just came to me today, and I can say, I'm just looking. For the type of house I want. I know what I want. So I said, but now I just got to go to work and start saving up some money.
Okay. Gotcha. So what do you think your time frame is on this when you want to?
Oh, no. But see, buying a $320,000 house, that's going to be a long-term project.
Okay, so here's the problem. When the question sounded good from the agent, what's your time frame on this? The guy's still putting it through the lens of, I need $70,000, right?
Right. So, of course, that's going to take a long time. Most people don't have that laying around, you know, especially someone.
Based on the way this guy's talking, it's probably going to take a while. The problem is the answer to his question went through the lens of, how long is it going to take you to save up 70 grand? So a better question in that case might have been, okay, got it. Listen, sounds like it's going to take a while to save up that 20%. If that was not an issue, would you even be ready to make a move and get into a new home in the next 3 weeks, month, 2 months, 6 months? Is that even a possibility for you if you could even do it, right?
Yeah.
So I need to take it off the table, get that 70K off the table. Let's talk about your ability to actually make a move.
Right. So you're isolating the objection is what you're doing. Because to your point, if you keep looking through the filter of, I need $70,000 I don't have, then none of the answers are relevant. Right. I can't move. I'm never going to do it. I mean, there's a million things, but you got to let the guy off the hook in his mind. I completely understand. It sounds like you're, you know, at least 6 months, if not 12 months out. If you don't mind, let's just have a quick conversation about what could happen if you want. So in a perfect world, when would you like to move? Money is, you know, get that out of his way, or otherwise, to Dale's point, you just keep looking through the same filter and you're just going to get the same answer phrased differently.
Right. And that's frustrating as a salesperson. I mean, you and I have both experienced that many times, right? Where you're like, damn it, why do I keep getting these cloudy answers? Like, you know, it's because of the quality of your question. You have to improve the quality of your question and you got to get that filter off the eyes of your prospect so that you can get a different answer from them or get their authentic answer without their clouded judgment or perception.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's going to be a long-term project, especially if I'm trying to save up the $70,000 down payment. So that's going to be a long-term project.
Okay. Well, I would say the best point of action is just to talk with a lender that I can hook you up with. They can give you your options, and that way you can, you know, fast track your plan and see exactly what your options are to move forward, see if you really even need that much. You know what I mean?
Now, That's not terrible.
No, he's trying to move him.
He's trying to move him. He has the right idea. But you start with, have you talked to somebody and did they tell you you need 20%? Right?
Yep. You want more data, right? And this guy really hasn't told us anything outside of the fact that he thinks he needs 70 grand. Outside of that, I have no idea when he would like to move. I don't understand what his monthly payment wants to be. Because honestly, that's a good feel too. Like, I know approximately how much a monthly payment is on a $300,000 house. Hey, out of curiosity, let's just set the down payment aside. What are you comfortable with for a monthly payment? I don't know, about $1,500. Okay, so that explains a lot. And the down payment means nothing because even if he had the 70 grand, he can't afford the 3 grand a month that the payment's going
to
be.
Yep. I want to see if we can get to where he asks, if we could, would you?
Yeah, but I, like I say, you know, it's $320,000. So I know they're going to want me to have some money.
Yeah.
They're going to want me to have some money.
This is where I would be like, do you currently have any money? Or how much do you have? I mean, I would say it better than that, but this guy has so committed to the idea of having, quote, some money. I need to find out if he has any money based on how many times he said it.
Well, and I agree. And again, Dale, I'm not 100% sure. We agree to disagree. And that's actually something I love about you and I. I don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. We can agree.
Yeah, what do you think?
I still think that the down payment is not his real objection. I just think he knows if he says that, there's no way to overcome that objection. If I say I have to have 20% down, I know that as a fact, I don't have 20% down, then there's no way you can sell me.
Yep.
Money. So like I say, I don't worry. I got time. So I said, just start saving up. And I said, like I said, I'm not in the rush. I'm secure where I am right now. But like I said, that's a future goal that I'm trying to reach for.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. So you're renting right now, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Gotcha. And when's your lease up?
I just passed my inspection, so I'm probably going to renew me for another year.
What do you think, Brian? You have a reaction. Tell me what you think there.
I wanted him to ask what his monthly payment was on his rent. I have some idea where this guy's at. I don't know this market. I don't know what reasonable rent is in this market.
Well, I agree. I'd love to hear that too. I don't think what the agent did is wrong.
Me neither.
What he's shooting for is timing. Right? He's looking for when is your lease going to end so that he can see whether he can speed the guy up or not. It goes back to ability again. So it's just another same branch. I agree with you. I would have gone with the money first because the conversation keeps circling around money. So I would have wanted to go the money route.
Yep.
However, the way this salesperson did it was so blunt, right? And there's just no rapport between this lead and this salesperson. And we have an older, unsophisticated gentleman and a younger sales guy who there's no personality coming through from his end. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's such a gap here in people to people. That question of, so are you renting, right? When does your lease end? Like, it sounds like he's getting a colonoscopy. There's no pleasure to this interaction now.
I've avoided that for the last 3 years. I'm supposed to do that. So that's how much fun.
Don't
that
do that.
Okay. So the beginning of the year is when you renew. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And is it like a private landlord that you're renting with, or is it like kind of like a corporation?
What difference does that make when I'm trying to buy a house? I'm just curious why you asked those questions. I'm trying to figure out what difference does that make.
Well, because if I find something that you really like, you know, and you sit down with a lender and they say, like, look, you don't need that much down. We can get you in this house in 90 days. If you're with a private landlord, then I would assume that you'd have a good relationship, being that you're re-signing with them. And that he would.
If I was this guy, I'd be like, son, you're trying to solve a problem I don't have.
Exactly.
I already told you I am not buying a house right now and I'm saving up. Why would you keep trying to fix something that ain't broke? Call me later, right? That'd be the end of that conversation.
And I'm the same way. I mean, this guy's more patient than I am, but you can hear him start to lose his patience. Yeah. So this is the thing that I take away from this call more than anything else. I hear a version of this a lot. I got an objection. I know the answer to this objection. I have to give it right now.
Yeah.
Be patient. Because if he would have just been a little bit more patient, I'm not saying he would have closed the guy, but he wouldn't have the guy being pissed off at him right now. Because what would have happened is you would have said, he would have been able to say, well, I can't afford the monthly payment, or I can't afford the, or maybe moved it forward. But he just kept beating the horse that the guy was, you know, he was reinforcing the objection at its best way.
Sam.
Quick synopsis on this. We need rapport. There was zero rapport in here. There was no dream, right? There was no dream. We don't know why this guy wants to buy a house. We don't know what it means to him. We don't know what it would do for him. We don't know how emotionally important it is to him in order to buy a house. None of that was revealed in the conversation. And if you can get somebody to give you that on the call, if you can hype it up a little bit, they will become more emotionally attached to the conversation they're having with you. But this was a saltine cracker of a conversation.
Well, and let's face it, nobody, and especially big things, but in general, nobody buys anything for logic. Like, you buy it for how it makes you feel. Like, I'm not buying a house. I mean, he's got a place to live. He doesn't need a different place. He doesn't need a place to live. He wants this house for a reason. And, you know, it does feel like a dream to him. Oh, it's new construction, and surely they want a bunch of down payment. Like, yeah. It's like this thing that's almost feels like it's bigger than him.
That's why he's so resistant to anything, so resistant to any new information from this young salesperson who, you know, it's like, that's a dream. That's silly. I can't have that. And I don't believe you, kid.
Yeah. And I'll throw myself under the bus for a minute here. When I was this guy's age or even a little bit older, I probably would have, first of all, I wouldn't have lasted this long on this call because I'm like, this guy's not buying, I'm going to bunch out. So I appreciate that he stuck with it, because there's another 3 or 4 minutes of this call we're not even going to listen to. So
he's really good. He's in our training. That's how he's able to stick in this conversation.
Yeah. And so I love that. And I do appreciate it. And what I would want him to see is start thinking, again, not like I did when I was 30, but what I would want him to start thinking is this a long-term potential client? Because if it's a long-term potential client, I could say like this. I don't know what this guy's name was. Bob, it's clearly you're not ready to buy right now. I understand that. Also, there's a lot of factors between now and when you're going to buy. And one of the things that I help people do is set themselves up for success. So obviously, you're going to go save money for your down payment. And one of the things we need to do is get you with a lender to make sure. And of course, I'm assuming that you already asked the question, have you been to a lender? And the answer is no. And we're going to get you with a lender, not because we think you're going to buy today, because the best time to start working on that program that you're going to buy a year and a half from now is today, so we can make sure. If crazy stuff happens with credit, that's not even your fault, and we need to take a look at that. I want to help you, you know, get to your dreams. Does that sound like something you're interested in? Instead of, let me tell you why you're wrong, and let me tell you how I can fix your problem that you didn't tell me you had.
Right. Exactly. All right, Brian. So we beat that one to death. I think there was a lot to take from that call.
Yeah.
A lot to be learned from that call. And, you know, again, that agent is doing a great job. He's going to keep learning. I think the game is, what we try to figure out is, how do we take all of our old guy wisdom and experience? How do we squish that down into a caplet that somebody can just swallow and know these things? I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Seriously, because if I had a pill, I'd be selling it. I don't have that pill. No one gave it to me either, but so it's such as...
Nobody gave it to me either.
Maybe it's an AI thing we don't know about yet, so... Yeah. Anyway. All right. So Dale, my call, if we want to do that, I kind of set this up a little bit, but clearly you'll listen to this. The client is clearly not the client. And again, I'd love to hear your take on it, whether the agent was even aware of the fact that this person wasn't the client. Maybe he was. It just didn't feel that way to me. And it's more about giving service versus being a salesperson. That's the other big thing I see in this call. So we'll watch for those things.
All righty. So she says that there's a specific property you're wanting to look at tomorrow.
Yes.
All righty. Now let's see. And that was over in.
And please forgive me. I cut out the part where he asked the person's name, and this young lady clearly spelled. And so I just wanted to set that up. That's not in there.
They've not sent over everything just yet. They're still working on it. Do you know what the address is?
It's.
He said. And let's see. And it's the farmland for about 50 acres?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 acres. Thanks.
Of course. And let's see here. Let me see how the appointment only, contact list agent. All righty. So I'll be able to set up appointment. I doubt I'm going to be able to get the agent on the line this late on a Sunday night.
We knew what he wasn't as soon as he read off the instructions to contact the listing agent. Now he just doubled down on it. I don't know that I can get in touch with the agent this late on a Sunday night.
Absolutely. Is not what we teach, by the way.
Yeah, no. What kind of lead is this? What source?
It's a realtor.com lead, by the way. I don't know if you heard it or not, but you may not even said it yet. The property is $3.4 million.
Okay, great. So everybody listening to this call, if you are working Realtor.com leads, Zillow Flex leads, Zillow Premier leads, anything where somebody's calling in about a property and wants to go see it or has questions about it, your intention, your sole purpose on this planet is to figure out whether they are ready, willing, and able to buy a home and whether they will talk to you. So I want to go see this house in 30 seconds. I'm sitting in the driveway. The answer is, let me see if I can make that happen. How long have you guys been looking for a house? Okay.
Who, what, why, where, when, and how, right? And that's exactly what we teach. Six W's. I know, and the ones that starts with an H, we call it six W's on my team. There's a W in how. So yeah. But yeah, that's what you got to focus on, because at the end of the day, I don't have any idea. I'm not going to go out and show a $3.4 million property to somebody. By the way, that property is like an hour and a half away. I'm not driving an hour and a half away to go show a property. If someone's a $300,000-$400,000 property, sure, whatever, we know that. But not a lot of people can buy a $3.4 million piece of land.
Right. Exactly.
Play a little bit more.
So I will have to reach out to them. I'll give it a try. If they don't give it answer, I'll try back tomorrow morning, see if they answer.
We don't have to tell them how to bake the cake. They know there's a cake. All we have to do is say, look, since I wouldn't have said that, I'm going to try and set this up with the seller. What time would you like to see it? Tomorrow at 10. Perfect. Right. Let's assume that's going to happen. If that's not, I'm going to give you a call.
Right.
Some
and
version.
Brian, you and I are get it done kind of people. If I call a random salesperson who says, I don't know if I can do it, what's the next thing you and I are going to do?
Hang up, probably. I'm like,
you're not... find somebody who can, right?
Yeah.
I don't care about you. You can't get it done. I'm going to find somebody who can.
Exactly.
I have a terrible story about this. Terrible quick story.
Tell it.
My wife and I, this is before I was a real estate agent, before she was a real estate agent, before we were in the world, before we were in the lifestyle of real estate agents, right? We buy our first home, terrified. Agent's awesome. She takes us through the process. I now get the bug. I want to buy an investment property. I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. I go on Craigslist. I find the first piece of crap triplex I can in a terrible neighborhood. I call the wonderful agent who sold us our home. She didn't answer the phone. Guess what? I called the next agent I know. She sold it to me because I was impatient.
Yeah.
And I had no idea how commission only works. Okay. So this is Dale's cautionary tale that I pulled the terrible switcheroo on my awesome first agent because I was impatient.
It's happened to me. You know, I remember, I've told the story before, but I remember driving by a house and going, hey, I sold you that house. How come somebody else's sign is in the front yard? I called the guy and that's how he answered the phone. Hey, Brian, what's going on? Like, not like, oh shit, I better not talk to Brian. I listed my, he had no idea that I would be frustrated, irritated, disappointed, whatever feeling I was having. Right. He was just like, hey, good to catch up, you know?
Yeah. You ever had that client or should have been client who is happy to tell you that they sold their home without you?
Oh yeah.
Happy to tell you that they found a great home without you?
Yeah.
How much they don't know.
Yes. You know, unfortunately and fortunately, I have more than one of those stories. I have about three of them. And as far as I'm concerned, it's never going to happen again because I won't let that happen again. I'm not saying other things won't happen, but it's not going to be because you don't understand how real estate works. We teach people now how real estate works because I was like many other agents who made an assumption that people actually understood how real estate works. They don't.
Mm-mm.
There are some people who do, but society as a whole, you know, I don't know how working at a corporation works. I haven't done that in 30 years. So why would I expect someone knows how my job works? That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Sir, and we'll get this scheduled for you guys. Now, as far as everything else goes, are you all local?
Yeah.
Awesome. And let's see here. Do you have any questions about the property before we head over that way tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Oh, is it gas?
Is it what?
Is it natural gas?
On this farm, let's see. Natural gas supply.
Okay, great.
Alrighty. So what time tomorrow would be best for me to give you a call and talk to you guys about it? Because I still need to get everything approved with that agent.
So what time tomorrow am I going to dial the phone and you're not going to answer? Sorry, that's what I heard. That's what ran through my head on this $3.4 million house that my team isn't going to sell because we've messed this up.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm just going to fast forward to more or less the end here.
Alrighty. And actually, let me double check because you didn't call me. So I don't want to tell that, Alan. I have
No, it's...
That is exactly why I double-checked. I'm very glad I had. Alrighty. And have you already gotten pre-approval and all that stuff set up for the purchase, or are you cash buying?
Yeah, so they did a little bit of the discovery, but at the end of the day, it was done. So,
what was the story? Did Deco show the property?
I don't know. Oh. I'm going to find out. This is very, very, very recent.
I would find that one out. Yeah, I was going to say, I just wanted to make a note for you, all you salespeople out there. If you don't have a lot of phone experience, never tell the prospect what number it is. Never tell the prospect what the email address is. You always ask them. Got it. What's the best number to reach you guys at?
For a lot of reasons.
For a lot of reasons, yeah. Because the biggest one is half the time you're going to get a new number. Didn't come through on the transmission. That's not in your system, right? You're going to get that mobile number that you didn't have, the one they actually use. You ask them, what's the best email address to send this to you? Because you're going to get the real email address because they want something.
Right, Dale, how many email addresses do you have?
5, 6?
Yeah, I have 5 or 6 that I use. I have another 7 or 8, 9, 10 that I can't even log into because I've forgotten what the password was.
Your burners? So,
yeah, I mean, you know, I have... at least 25 Gmail accounts. I don't know. I haven't used many of them, but I'll create a Gmail account to use for something because I don't want my regular one getting screwed up because Gmail's free. They'll let you make as many as you want. So yeah, if I'm trying to go on and, you know, search and I don't want people to have my real information, I'll just literally go make a Gmail account and give you that.
All right. Well, I don't think they can take much more of this.
I can't.
Today, Brian, you can. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Cash Call. Dale Archdeacon and Brian Curtis, over and out. Hey, if you're really enjoying this information and you want some more help for you specifically, two things you can do. Click the links below. You can either submit one of your calls and we can play them here and give you feedback, free coaching from two veteran sales trainers. Or also, I have a couple of options below where you can get in and get some free training from us and get introduced to our community of other agents and team leaders who are crushing it these days in real estate sales and improving their ability to convert leads, book more appointments, and close more deals.